Smear Your Mirror is a kaupapa that has been around for some years, and it really celebrates the life of Tale Morrison, who tragically passed away with cervical cancer. And Tale was such a prominent figure in our kapa haka scene. And as a starting point, many supporters of the Smear Your Mirror campaign think that by speaking about this kaupapa during times of matatini, those on stage and the many whānau associated with the various rōpū who stand can be great advocates in their own communities for cervical screening kaupapa. And Tūturoa Flavel himself, who has had challenges with the with cancer in the past, has climbed aboard his push bike and has ridden in the last couple of matatini the length of the country to advertise and speak of the Smear Your Mirror campaign. And that's happening again next week. He's kindly joining us for it today. E te tukana, Nela te mihi, kia koe. Thanks for joining us once again. Tūturoa, tēnā koe.
Nā koe tā. Nice to catch up again. And thanks for bringing the kaupapa to our people.
Yeah, hey, thank you for doing the hard yakka and climbing aboard your push bike next week. I see you're going right through the country, but also doing a circle around Koro Taranaki as well. Maybe you could just let our listeners know where you're travelling, who's travelling with you, and how we can support, please, Tūturoa.
Yeah, well, as you say, the campaign about Smear Your Mirror, and it's sort of broadened a little bit because of my diagnosis 2 years ago now, around prostate cancer, has taken up two lines. One is Smear Your Mirror for our wahine, and prick for prostate, or don't be silly, test your willy. For our tāne. Tāle provided an opportunity, a platform for us to be able to take an education forum, I suppose, on the road amongst our communities to highlight the issues to do with cancer, where, you know, anybody that hears the word cancer tends to back off, be scared, and that's a natural reaction. But really, what we do find is, of course, that that Māori are twice more likely than Pākehā to die because we present late, and that the same statistics apply for both prostate and cervical cancer, and those are the two biggest killers of our people. And daily I've had people touching base about, you know, the journey I've been on, just as much as people have read the blog on the Smear Your Mirror page about Tale's journey. So we are on the road. We travel from Auckland. We start at Ōrākei at 7 o'clock next Tuesday, and anybody that wants to come along to the karakia, kindly hosted by Ngāti Whātua, will kick us off on our journey and hopefully keep us safe as we move out of Auckland. We get an opportunity to have a green wave, basically green lights, I hope, all the way to Great South Road, and then we carry on out to Drury, and then halfway through the day stop off at Tipene, our St. Stephen's School, and then travel on down to Fairfield College in Hamilton. So our first day is in Hamilton. And then the rest of the journey, as we travel on through the country, is from Hamilton down to Te Kuiti, Piopio. We stay the night, Piopio on to Taranaki. We arrive at Waitara, and then we're going around the mountain around Maunga Taranaki and end up back in New Plymouth, basically prepared for the pōhiri that is on about the 27th, I think, the Monday anyway, of February, where all the motu will arrive, performers and supporters, for the Matatini Festival. As you say, Tale was a huge supporter of kapa haka. She's a part of and a leader in Te Mātā Rai Iō Rehu, one of our local groups here in Rotorua, when they were performing. And well, highly respected. I think her tangi would be one of the biggest that we've had in that I've seen here at home. And so, you know, well respected, and everybody was really shell-shocked and hit by her and her journey and what happened to her. So our role is simply to raise awareness as we travel on the road, by presence being on the road, by the 18 of us riding. There'll be other people who join us on the way. We've got some support vehicles. So we're going to be on the road and be seen. So that's the first thing. But the biggest thing is the message, and that is, whānau, we must get tested. You just got to get tested because, as I say, people, their life can be shortened because we leave it for too late. We just, for some reason, and it's understandable. Anything to do with cancer, everybody backs off and is very scared. That's understandable. But if we don't get tested, then you know, the consequences are dire, not only for our families, but for partners, for and for our tamariki. So that's what we're doing.
And I take my hat off to you. I'm pleased that you've been able to work your way through prostate cancer. Fellas, a PSA test is very straightforward. It's a blood test, but also you can take it further if there are, there are signs. If we catch cancer early, there's a huge, a much bigger chance of it being addressed. But if you leave it, something's not quite right, and then head in sometimes, you know, it's very advanced, and so that makes it so much more difficult. Tudor's hitting his bike to spread the message. What's the saying? You know, there's no shame, we're all the same when it comes to bodily functions. So, you know, let's get in and support the ride. How many do you think might be on the ride with you, Tudor?
Well, as I say, there'll probably be about 18, but people are free to join us as long as they register. All of the detail about the ride is on the Smear Your Mayor page. We've got a Facebook page and an Instagram page, so all of the details are there. We've got people of, you know, speaking up. We've got to give. You asked the question about how can you help. Well, we've got to give a little page, but money's not the key thing here. It's all about education and really getting people to move from a point of, yeah, I'll do it, to, as you say, going to do it. I mean, it's a lot simpler from Tale. Tale went and had the test as a woman, the cervical test, and it was very uncomfortable for her. And she went, and by the time she got back for the second time, when she got hauled back and things had basically deteriorated to a point that there was no return for her. Yeah. Nowadays, you can get a self-administered kit. You can take it to the privacy of your own room or the bathroom or whatever woman I'm talking about, and they can have those cervical tests and then find out one way or another, at least there might be something there. I mean, there's no guarantee, it's just a test, but then at least you get signals to say, hey, we better do something about this. And similarly, for Tane, as you say, you know, going for a blood test, it takes more than 30 seconds, for goodness sake. Ask for cholesterol, ask for diabetes, and ask for prostate checks, and those are the key ones. And then, of course, you get as you said, I'm glad to hear you talk about PSA, that the PSA measure comes out, they give you, yes, you're okay, you're all a little bit high, and they might call you back for further tests. So, you know, at least you know. But like you said, I've been to, when I had my cancer journey, it's still, you know, I'm with me right now. I get a jab every 3 months because I need to, and to keep suppress the cancer. The key is finding out, and once you know that, then of course you can move towards the dealing with it by treatments, various treatments that I've been on and other people have been on. So that's it. It's just basically basic awareness. And the biggest thing that really has motivated me is not only just around Tale's journey and a commitment that I gave to her, but more, many, many people have been in touch with me, having followed my own Facebook page and Instagram, living with my new mate, living with my new mate, just because I tried to help out other people to, as you say, get tested, because then you know, and then you can do something about it. But walking around in ignorant bliss is not going to help you. And many tohunga, the tohunga that I've been to see over my time, say jingers, they try their best, but many people are too far gone for them to do anything. As you say, it's important that we get tested.
Well, I take my hat off to you for your willingness to use your own circumstances and that of Tale to spread the message. And we're all very supportive of the ride to Taranaki. It gets underway Tuesday morning next week at Orake. Go on to the Smear Your Mayor Facebook page to find out more. Tudor Flavel with us. I'll talk with you on route too, if you'll allow me. Please, Tudor. Good to catch up with you again. Tūkana tēnā koe.
Thank you very much, Dale. I'll just better correct this. While we will be leaving, we'll be leaving from Ōkahu Bay, sorry, just down the hill, so just in case people are going to come out. 7 o'clock in the morning next Tuesday morning, and all are welcome.
Very kind to speak of this matter. Thanks so much, Tudor. Tēnā koe.
Ka pai. Nā mihi.
This is Atatū, 821.